Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Tuesday the 30th of July. I will do the horses first, and then I will, I've got a few bits just to waffle about. Had a decent winner yesterday, Nicholas T on the each ways. I know, and the other horse traded well pre-race. I don't think it traded well in race, but I was out before the race started. Right, let's have a little look here today. Right, trade 1/5. We got Glorious Goodwood here. I've got quite a few today, so got a few from Goodwood, a couple from Galway, and a hot pot for tonight. Again, all these at your own peril. But trades, Glorious Goodwood, the 1/50 first race, setting sail. It's the current favourite, James Doyle. Got a great chance, this says. Today it is competitive, but this should be right up there, and I'll be disappointed if this doesn't trade. Setting sail, you could actually put that in as a dob if you wish to. I will be going for 50% setting sail in the 1/50. In the 4/45 at Goodwood, each way, May Gold is the each way, 4/45 Goodwood. 7/05 at Galway each way, Dancing Dream. 8/40 at Goodwood each way, Beckwith Place, Galway, sorry. 8/40 Galway, Beckwith Place each way. Winbet, 3 o'clock Goodwood, Hey Gaman, the Frankie on the favourite, Hey Gaman. Stradivarius should win the big race, the 3/35. Cross counter is a trade. So cross counter 4.4 for a trade. But Stradivarius, if people want to back that as a win bet, it's 1.76. That should win. But cross counter is a trade. 25-30% trade cross counter. And 7/15 Worcester, this has been backed in. I would have had a bigger bet if a bigger price was there, but it's it has been already backed in this morning. Do you know what? It's currently 2.5. I wouldn't take lower than that. So if you can back, do you know what, 2.5, has a good chance this evening of winning that. So just to run you through those again, trade 1/50 Goodwood, setting sail. Each way 4/45 Goodwood, May Gold. Each way 7/05 Galway, Dancing on a Dream. Each way 8/40 Galway, Beckwith Place. Winbet, Hey Gammon, Hey Gaman, 3 o'clock at Goodwood. 3/35 Goodwood, Stradivarius is a winbet if you want to bet an odds on shot. Cross counter 25-30% trade. And 7/15 Worcester, do you know what? I wouldn't be backing it any lower than 2.5. I'm going to wait and see if it drifts out myself. It's gone 2.6 as I speak. It has had a bit of money this morning, so I'm going to see if there's a bit of bounce back before I back that. If I miss a 2.5 winner, I'm not going to lose any sleep. I'd rather try and get a bigger price. Right, so that is it from the betting front. There's no football. I can't see there being anything for the next 3 days. I've updated the ultimate database from the weekend's fixtures. The next one of those, as I've emailed out, will be Friday. Seminar people, obviously Thursday's looking like a no football day, so probably our next action will be Friday. There's no FTS beginners till Friday. Genuinely, there's just not any football on pretty much midweek. I am mega busy, but I've sort of been meeting a lot of FTS men. I use the sort of, once I've got everything done for Ultimate, I try and make myself available to just meet up with a few people and talk about gambling. And I absolutely love it, because I just love, you know, forget methods that people use, forget everything that's out there, just the psychology of actually meeting people and sitting down and talking to them about what they do and the things that come out, things that, you know, I'm not going to mention any names, but people who sort of have run up 30, 40 grand debts gambling, people who just so desperate to have a bet, you know, they bet on everything, And I always come back, I sort of get on the train home. I generally do it in London. I've been up a few times over the last couple of weeks and met different people. And I just always come home, doesn't matter who I meet, sort of I learn something new about people and the psychology of it every time I meet someone. The faults are so common, but they're widespread. And there's always a different twist on it and a different thing. And one of the biggest things is definitely this fear of missing out on something and the staking. I've met three people over the last 10 days who, when I've said, right, what do you bet now? They've listed 8, 9, 10, 11 different things that they do. And they do them to pathetic stakes that make no difference to their lives whatsoever and will never, ever lead anywhere. But they do it for the fear of, one, for fear of missing out. And guy I met yesterday, it was sort of, well, if I can win 50 quid with that one and that one might lose and I'll pick up a little bit, sort of almost trying to cover every single possible base, that betting in twos and three quids everything. And you look at it and think, What is your game plan? Why are you? I mean, the bit I always get back to, and I sat on the train yesterday home. Why are you betting? What, when you started, when you first went out and put a bet on, what was your reason for doing so? I only had one reason, and it was to make a ton of money and get out of a job, and that's what I did. And I find that people set the bar so low that if you aim low and miss, then you're going nowhere. If you aim high and miss, you're probably better off than you were when you started out. And I can't sort of, imagine betting horses. One of the guys bet horses and starting off at £2 stakes. So betting horses, you know, I think these horses are great, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to bet them to £2 stakes. Okay, what's the game plan then? Well, I'm going to grow it. So what are you going to grow it? So what, you're going to start with a £200 bank, but £2 stakes, when are you going to put it up? Oh, I don't know. Okay, when we get to £400. Okay, so you're going to double your bank. So whoever you're betting them with, they're watching you over a period of time, bet with £2 stakes, and then you're going to go, what, up to £3? That's what they were going to go up to. Okay, so now you're going to go up to £3. The length of time that would take to get to anything that would make a difference to anybody's life would be so long that the bookmaker would have such a good idea of how you bet, what you bet, that if it was any good, the minute you tried to have anything more than a tenner on, you got no chance. So you've given yourself no chance to make money out of it. This master plan of I'll set out with two quids and turn it into millions or whatever is never ever going to materialise. And it's unlikely you'll win on the exchanges because winning at Betfair SP is very difficult. So if somebody's tipping you up horses in the morning and you're betting them, it's unlikely you're going to get the price in the afternoon. And I'll just get on and think, what is the thinking? What is the game plan? And where's it going? Why not do two or three things to decent stakes as opposed to piddling around? And I know it's almost this fear of losing, so they don't want to lose big. But don't do it then. What is your game plan? Everything has got to start out with a game plan. I take the trading day people that I'm going to be working with over the next few years. I've got a clear game plan for them, and I will get there. However many of them are still behind me at the time, it might only be two. But I know exactly where it's heading. Before I've set out and had a bet, I know exactly where it's heading. People just join things and do things and bet things with no idea or plan of what they're going to do. And trust me, trying to get rich off £2-3 stakes is fucking difficult. It is fucking difficult. You're going to get there, you know, maybe if you followed, and I'm not being brash, somebody like me, and traded over a period of time. But just picking up tipsters, buying ebooks, doing this, chopping and changing all the time, and betting £2 here, three. Everybody I speak to, I've had loads of these meetings now over the last sort of 6-7 years. It all leads to the same place. It all leads to, you sit and listen to them. Yeah, well, I've done, lost 300 there, and I piddled away, and then I followed that on Twitter because I heard that was quite good. So, you know, I couldn't help. So a guy, you know, if somebody posting up goal alerts, and you bet on them. and the guy disappears. What's the fucking point in it? What's the point in it? Or they change it. Next week it's both teams to score. And then it's something else. And what is the point of it? What are you trying to achieve? How desperate are you to win £2 or £3 or a fiver? Why not sit at home and make a game plan of why you bet and exactly what are you trying to do with it? Where is it in? Where is it going to end up? And that's the bit I've really struggled to understand. It's like why people watch Love Island. The annoyance is I struggle to understand it. Why do people vote for Trump? I struggle to understand it. I mean, look at what he said about 9/11 yesterday, that he was down there. It's all linked. The guy's a compulsive liar. The fascination with me is why do people believe it and follow it? And it doesn't matter what it does not matter what he says, that guy. He'll have his followers. And I liken it to gambling. It is exactly the same to me. Why do people do it? What is it that drives them, motivates them? I'll never ever get to the bottom of it, but I like to try and understand it. And I like to, you know, I walk away, I meet people and I form an opinion instantly, pretty much. I meet them, I'll decide whether I like them or not. And from there, over a 10-minute conversation, I'll decide whether they've got a chance of gambling. And there's people I know setting out with me now that have got no chance. They've got no chance. And I try and tell them. You try and lead them to a path of actually just give up, this isn't for you. But they don't want to be told that, they don't want to hear that. That makes me the biggest wanker in the world. But it's where is it going? What, you know, and I know you, one of the differences with me, when I did this, I had a clear plan, but I had that plan from the start. I hadn't done all this shit. I keep saying it to people, I never knew about the online gambling world, which, by the way, has exploded over the last 5 or 6 years with the advent of things like Twitter. And I am hypocritical because I use Twitter, but it is an absolute cesspit. Now, that's what it is. It is nothing other than a cesspit. But I don't mind the banter with my, most of my time is spent on my mentions. If I dare to go on to the actual main thing, I normally implode after about reading 10 tweets of the shit that's on there. But I do interact with people on my mentions. And it's a good way for me to get information out to people, like I've updated the website, etc. But it is hypocritical that I do use it and I slate it. I agree with that. It's a bit like if I watch Love Island, I couldn't slate it, but I don't because it's shit. But the gambling thing, it does fascinate me. You try and help people and you think, do this, do that. And, you know, the guys I've met, hopefully they'll listen to some bits and hope, but for anybody doing it, the answer, what is your plan? What, when you start and you start something with £2-3 stakes, how do you see it mapping out? What is the goal? If you're betting to try and add an extra £50 a week because money's tight, you probably shouldn't be betting. Go out and clean cars or something. Go and volunteer and get given some tips, whatever, until you build. If you're doing it because you want to become somebody like me who makes good money at it, right, then you've got, that's a completely different proposition, it's a completely different setup, and you need a multitude of skills and you need to learn how to learn them. And that's something else in its same, you know, how do you learn? We all learn in different ways. I learn by doing. I don't learn by hearing, I don't learn by reading, I don't learn by watching, I learn by doing. So for me, it didn't matter whatever I was doing. You know, when I played golf, I couldn't sit and watch videos. I had to go out and play. So I might watch Faldo for 2 minutes. I had to go out and play and get a feeling myself. So I was very much self-taught. Because for me, the way to learn was to hit balls and learn how to do things and try and make somebody telling me how to make the ball go lower didn't do it for me, or I had to go and try it. I had to go and do it. Other people can watch videos and absorb information. You know, Peter Webb is somebody, as I've said before, I respect Peter, makes fantastic videos, but I can't learn off them because I don't learn that way. I'd need to sit with Peter and say to him, Peter, show me what to do, and do it. You know, I'm not going to mention his name, but another guy who does webinars, and they're an hour and a half, 2 hours long. Gambling, doing his project, and somebody told me, will you watch it, really good. I lasted about 4 minutes, no disrespect to the guy doing it, But for me, it was like a glass eye to sleep. I just couldn't bear it. I tried to do it when I was walking my dog. I put my headphones in, and I could not bear it. I was almost self-screaming inside. It was just so dull. So I can't learn like that. But if that's how you learn, then you need to set your way out to learn that. If discipline is your issue, what is the way you're going to learn it? Is reading about it enough? Because, you know, loads of people post motivational stuff, do this, do that. If that, just reading it doesn't help you and learn, it doesn't help me. Reading stuff doesn't help me. Doing stuff, that's why, you know, I do stuff, I build new spreadsheets. I don't really know at the start where I'm going to end up. I know what I want to do, but I just learn by doing it. And it may take me a bit longer doing it that way, but I piece it together eventually. But I've always got to be doing something. That's why I don't sit down watching TV and stuff like that. I just glaze over. It just does my head in. Occasionally a good movie, but it just does my head in. When I watch something like Question Time, there's interaction. I end up sort of talking to the TV, slightly mad, I know, but I do. But whatever you do, and particularly, you know, if you want to go down the field of gambling, why do you do it? What's the end game? And how are you going to learn the skills to do that? And one of the biggest skills, obviously, is money management and staking. And there'll be people who shout me out for this and say I'm being degrading, but betting £2, £3, is it really worth it? Is it going to get you to where you want? Now, it will do if you were trading on the exchanges and you had a long-term plan. But betting, what I'm talking about, betting £2 on horses, or somebody putting up a tip on Twitter, £2, is that going to get you where they want? Or having 20 systems and betting them at £2 rather than actually nailing down to 3 and betting 15, 20 quids where you've got a chance of growth. It's that sort of thing that I'm talking about. And overall, everybody I meet, and I can't take anybody out of it, everybody I meet when I sit and talk to them with gambling, they're doing far too much. And they're doing it for far little money. And I've said since the start of these podcasts, less is more. Whilst you will maybe suffer more variance, because if you pin yourself to one thing, there's a chance it might have a bad run. But ultimately, then that comes a discipline and a management thing and sticking with it. Trying to do everything to piss pot stakes, genuinely for me, and it's an opinion, you know, other people can come at me and say, it is an opinion, I think it is not the way to go. And when I speak to the people I speak to and hear the amount sums of money that get pissed away, I genuinely believe that what I do is right and the way I've gone about it is right. And I'm betting stakes, you know, I'm not Psykov, I'm not 20, 25 grand, but I bet stakes, you know, I won 3-4 grand the other night on Thursday night when I got home from the racing. Betting stakes, 2-3 grand maximum usually. Is my limits what I'm comfortable with, you know. Gerdy, again, he likes to, you know, I'm going to risk 50 grand a game as if it's a big thing. Well, it's not a big thing. Is it part of your plan? If it is, fair enough. And if that's what you're happy doing, it's not for me. Not something I'd want to follow, not something I'd want to emulate. And there's nothing big in it. There's nothing big in what I do. It's just a process. And if your process leads you to where Gerdy's going to go or what Psykov does or what I do, fair enough. I'm comfortable doing what I do, and as I've said before, fiddler, I can fiddle my way to 6 figures a year quite comfortably, and I'm more than happy to do that. There's nothing big in it, there's nothing boasty about it, it's just a fact of life that I devote my time to it, and I'm no better than anybody else, I just do it better than most people. You know, and I've got tools, it's enabled me to invest in analysis and spreadsheets, etc., etc., that help that process, because that obviously, once you get going, then you want to get it better, and all I try and do is improve what I do. But going back to the bottom of this and the start, and I appreciate I'm probably waffling again, it's the lack of a plan that drives me bananas. What is your game plan? And that's why I always say to people, even if you're joining FTS Ultimate, if you're coming to a trading day, I try and set out a clear plan. Do this, do this, do this, do this. And unfortunately, very few people start it, continue it, and you know, Ultimate will start over the next few weeks. How many people will be using it come Christmas? I'll guarantee there's a 25% drop off. I'll guarantee that in 4 months' time, people won't be opening the databases or the odds sheet because they filed it as too much like hard work. It's not exciting enough. Putting some bets on a Friday, oh, I put 5 bets on and 3 lost. Oh, no fun in that. because they haven't got a game plan. All they want to do is have a win. It's like that horse I've just put up tonight, 7.15. I was wanting 2-1. It's now 2.44. I won't bet it. It may well win, but I'm not interested. But there'll be people who bet it just to have a winner. Yeah, I got a winner, got a winner. I'm hoping it drifts back out. I've missed the price on it. So if I've missed the price on it, I ain't interested. It doesn't bother me in the slightest. And if it wins, I couldn't care less. If it wins at over 2-1, then I'll be interested. But that's the game. That's what we're in. I want that to go out 7-4, 2-1. Then I'll have a look at it. But I'm certainly not going to be backing it at what it is now, 2.36. It's had a ton of money this morning, clearly. Other people are as clever as me. But, yeah, I hope I haven't waffled. It's, you know, this is a crucial time of year now, the start of the season. Obviously, you want to get off to a good start. But it is a matter of where do you want to go from here and what is your plan. I'll leave you with that. Have a lovely Tuesday.